So let's review. Zakt the Mishnah, Lo yisabar, b'lo yisagas, b'lo yisashayvich. Bein charoven, bein yeshuvin. Water pits, wine presses, and dovecots are not included in the sale of a field, whether they are empty or in use, as the Rashbam adds. Afa pisha amar lo yikom asher b'teicha, even if he included the field's contents in the sale. The Mishnah continues, b'tzarach likach lo yiderech divrei Rabbi Akiva. The seller must purchase the right to traverse the field to access his property. He does not need to buy these rights because he reserves these rights in the original sale. However, the Mishnah continues, if he specified that the pit is not part of the sale, all agree that he does not need to purchase the right to access the pit because he reserved this right with this superfluous expression since it's not included in the sale even without specifying. The Mishnah continues with the reverse case. Macharin la'acher, if the owner sold the pit or wine press but kept the field, Rabbi Akiva ima eina tzarach likach liderach, the buyer does not need to purchase this right separately. V'chacham ma'imim tzarach likach liderach, he does need to purchase this right separately. The Gemara of Samach Dalet explained that the Tanakhama of Rabbi Akiva disagree in the general principle. Rabbi Akiva says, tzarach likach liderach, because he generally holds, meicher ba'ayin yofa meicher, one sells his property generously. Therefore, when he sells the field, he does not retain for himself the right to access his pit. And when he sells the pit, he does not include for the buyer this right to access his pit. And the Chacham say, "Ein tzarach likach liderach," because they generally hold, "Meicher ba'ayin ra'ah meicher," one sells his property begrudgingly. Therefore, when he sells the property, he retains for himself the right to access his pit. And when he sells the pit, he does not include for the buyer this right to access his pit. The Mishnah continues and qualifies, "Ba'med v'mamurim b'meicher." All the exclusions listed in this parak apply only to the sale of a property. When one gives a property as a gift, he includes all the associated items, including the water pit and wine press and carob and sycamore trees, because the Gemara explains, one certainly gives gifts generously, as the Rashbam explains, he includes all associated items. The Gemara points out, zeloi pirish v'zeloi pirish. Although neither a seller nor one who gives a gift expresses whether these items are included, however, the Gemara differentiates, Zehoy loy lefarish v'zehoy loy lefarish. Since one generally gives gifts generously, he should have stated explicitly what he is excluding, and therefore medulei shayir hifsit. We assume everything is included. However, meicher zuzi ansu, one who sells only when he has a pressing need, and so we assume that these items are excluded. However, the Rashbam adds, Moy is a tfuah talusha vaduloy kana. Unassociated items found on the property, such as money or harvested grain, are certainly not included in a gift either. The Mishnah continues, Ha'achen shecholku zachu besada, zachu bekula. When brothers divide an estate, one who gets a field as his share receives all associated items, including water pits and wine presses. Similarly, Hamachzik benichsi hager, hechzik besada, hechzik bekula. If one claims the assets of a deceased convert who has no heirs in his property is hefker, ownerless, by taking possession of the field, he also acquires all associated items, including carob and sycamore trees. The Rashbam points out, although the Gemara Daf Ayin said, Char b'sadin chashiv yisad b'fnei atzman, these trees are considered separate property. However, the Rashbam explains, like a meitzer b'nehen, there is no border between them, and so he acquires both with one kinyan. The Mishnah continues, Hamakdish es asad the hikdish es kula. If someone consecrates a field, all the associated items are sanctified. As Rashbam explains, because the Tanakhama holds, Ba'ayin yofa makdish k'may naisen. One sanctifies generously, just as one who gives a gift. However, b'shimen oimer, Hamakdish es asad lo hikdish ela es acharv hamurkev es asadin hashikima. Because Hamakdish daite kedas meicher, one who sanctifies is similar to a seller and does not include all these items. However, the carob and sycamore trees are sanctified, as the Gemara explains, Hilviyunkin Misade Hektish, since they draw nourishment from the land of Hektish, and as the Rashbam explains, Giduli Hektish, Hektish Ninu. Growths of Hektish are also sanctified. The Gemara cites a related ruling. Hakoina Gimel Elanis Bertoich Shel Chaveroi Hareza Konakarka. One who purchases three trees in another person's field also acquires the land under and between them, because Gimel Chashibi Sade Ilan, three trees constitute a field. However, one who purchases two trees in another person's field, it depends. According to the Rabbanan who hold, one sells begrudgingly, the buyer does not acquire the land under and around them. The Rebbe Kiva hareza kanakarka. According to Rebbe Kiva, who holds meicher ba'ayin yafa meicher, one sells generously, the buyer does acquire some land. Nevertheless, in the reverse case, Rav Huna rules, meicher karka b'shayir shnei lanis lefanav yesh lekarka. One who sells a field and retains two of its trees for himself does keep the land under and around them. And at this point, the Gemara explains that Rav Huna's ruling is afil Rebbe Kiva. Even according to Rebbe Kiva, who generally holds meicher ba'ayin yafa meicher, one sells generously, hanemili gabi bar v'dus, delekamak chashim ara, where he sold the field and retained the pit. He did not keep land around it or keep a path, because since it causes no loss to the buyer, the new owner of the field, he's not concerned that he would be denied access or evicted. However, ilanis ba'ayin ra meicher, delekamak chashim ara, Rebbe Kiva agrees that one who sells the field and retains two trees sells the field begrudgingly and intends to also retain some of the land. Because otherwise, since the trees deplete the land, he's concerned that the buyer, the new owner of the field, will turn around and demand, Akar ilanach shakal bezil, remove your trees because they're depleting my field. The Gemara now challenges Rav Huna's ruling from our Mishnah. Rav Huna ruled, Shiyur Shire, the seller keeps some land with the trees according to old opinions. However, Reb Shimon ruled, Lahikdish ele esacharv hamurkev esadn hashikim ohel beyonkim misode hekdish. The carob and sycamore trees are sanctified because they are nourished from land of hekdish. This indicates that hamashayir ilanis loy mashayir karka. The seller kept the trees, but not the land, and so the trees grew from the field of hekdish. Therefore, the Gemara retracts its previous assumption that afil Rebbe Kiva ilanis ba'ayin ra meicher. Rather, Rav Huna's ruling is indeed subject to the machlekes Rebbe Kiva Rabbanan. Rebbe Shimon da'amak Rebbe Kiva meicher ba'ayin yafa meicher hakoil. Rebbe Shimon holds like Rebbe Kiva that one sells generously. Therefore, although he did not consecrate all the associated items because mashle pirish le macher, nevertheless, whatever he does consecrate, he does so generously and does not keep any rights in the land, and so the trees grew on Hekdesh's property. However, Rav Huna de amak rabbanan mecher ba'ayin ra mecher. Rav Huna holds, like the rabbanan, that one sells begrudgingly. Therefore, he keeps some land, and the trees are not Hekdesh because they grew on private property, and Rav Huna is teaching, nafkimina di'i nafli hadr shasilahu. He even retains the right to plant another tree in its place. However, the Gemara in Daf Ayin Beis rejects this explanation and offers another interpretation of the Machlekes Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan.